Libby Robinson with us from the Legends Village in Washington. It has been a long morning already. Yes. This is a fun event. We want everybody to come out, and we're going to be broadcasting live from the Legends tomorrow. You've got your community chili cook-off event, and Libby, tell us what's going to be going on here.
Well, tomorrow the Legends Village will be hosting our fourth annual Caboose Chili Cook-Off at Thursday, October the 24th, honoring all of our first responders. So at noon tomorrow, we encourage all of our first responders, our state and city police, sheriff's department, firemen, ambulance service, EMTs, to come on out for some free chili, hot dogs, desserts, and drinks. So it's just going to be a special afternoon to show them how much we really truly appreciate them every day for all that they do.
You know, that is such a great idea because these guys put in countless hours and put their lives on the line for us daily.
Absolutely.
What a way to give back and say thank you to them. Now, you're going to have a lot of variety of chili to choose from, right?
Yes, we are, because we have 11 great entries coming in tomorrow also at the chili cook-off, which will begin at 1. We'll have our famous Captain John, also the Legends Village, Hillside Manor, Bill Dobson Ford, the German-American Bank, Davis County Sheriff's Department, Washington City Police, the Indiana State Police, Ambulance Service, and, of course, WAMW will also be there competing in a little friendly competition.
Well, there's no doubt who's going to win. I mean, come on. Pam has been, Pam's got her little secret to put that extra little kick into the WMW chili.
Absolutely, yes.
You got to try some of that for sure. What do you think is the key to good chili, Libby?
Well, I like mine with no beans, but most people like beans. But I will try it if it has beans. But
spaghetti or noodles?
Noodles. Definitely noodles.
Definitely. See, now I've always been more of the spaghetti guy, but it doesn't matter. You're going to have all these different varieties to choose. Some even use chicken in their chili, right?
Yes, absolutely, yes.
Whatever you prefer. Some like it really hot. You like it spicy?
Not so much. More mild.
Well, see, you're going to have that to choose from as well. If you like the spicy kind, you can have that. You can have the mild kind. I'm kind of with you on that, too.
Yeah.
It gets too hot. You kind of, it burns the... burns the mouth, and it just, I don't know.
Sticks with you all day.
It sticks with you all day. 1 yes. o'clock tomorrow afternoon, every emergency responder, please come out to the Legends Village right off of Troy Road, Washington, for this free event. This is free to all first responders, thanks to the Legends Village. And again, we'll have updates as we broadcast live from the event tomorrow from 1 to 3 p.m. Looking forward to it. And there will be a prize and bragging rights,
oh,
right?
Oh, absolutely. We have trophies to be given out. Awards will be given out at 3 o'clock. So good luck to all the entries that are participating tomorrow. And again, we would really love to see a good turnout of all of our first responders. You know, they aren't just our first responders. In our times of desperate need, they are our heroes. So I'm looking for a good turnout tomorrow. I hope to see everyone then.
It's going to be a lot of fun. This will be in the dining area there,
yes,
at Legends.
Uh-huh.
Right,
yes.
Right in through the main entrance.
As soon as you come in the main entrance, yes.
You can't miss it. All right, Libby, thanks. Hats off. Job well done.
Oh, thank you, Dwayne.
Great event. We appreciate you coming in to share the information today.
Thank you.
And also with us this morning is Sharon Carey. Sharon, you're with the community choir. Tell us a little bit about what you got going on.
Yes, on Saturday, October the 26th, at the Washington Catholic Elementary Cafeteria, the community choir will host a spaghetti dinner of spaghetti, breadsticks, tossed salad, dessert, and drinks. And the cost would be $10 for adults and $5 for children 10 and under. Now, included in the cost is a concert by the Rays of Life, and this is a family singing group that specializes in contemporary, a cappella, God-honoring music. And in addition to a cappella music, this talented family also performs on guitar, keyboard, flugelhorn, and a variety of drums. And the Rays were recently selected as finalists on the new Nickelodeon show, America's Most Talented Families. So we are really excited about this event. We're trying to raise some money because we have the community choir, which was established in 2016 to celebrate our city's 200th birthday at Eastside Park. Many of us are going to go to, we're invited to go to New York to perform at the Lincoln Center in May, and we're trying to raise some funds to help defray the cost.
Wow, what an honor to be able to perform at the Lincoln Center. So as you can imagine, there's some cost with this trip. So this is going to help defray with those expenses. Come on out and get you some spaghetti, because this is going to be a good meal too, right?
Yes, and we're also going to have a silent auction, and we've got some wonderful prizes, gifts to give away, and they are, well, it's really a silent auction item. We'll have some baskets and wreaths and some of the area businesses businesses have donated certificates, so this silent auction will help with the cost. And also we are having a 50-50 drawing, and then our entertainment, of course, at 7:30 then.
And this is this Saturday. What time does everything get started again?
It starts from, it goes from 5 to 7 for the dinner, and then 7:30 would be the Rays of Life, who will be performing as our entertainment.
And this is where one more time?
At Washington Catholic Elementary Cafeteria here in Washington.
You don't want to miss it. The community choir, how many members do you got in the choir?
Well, last year we performed The Heart of Christmas at Christmas time, and that was a cantata that we performed, and the public was invited to attend. And this year we're going to do I Heard the Prophet Calling on December the 19th for our community, so I hope a lot of people will come for that. We have right now around 29 people signed up to go to New York, but part of those are not performers, but the majority will be the performers performing at Lincoln Center. So it's going to be a really great event, and we're so happy to be able to represent Washington here there at New York City.
We've got a lot of talented people here. That sums it up right there best. So come out and support the community choir at their spaghetti dinner fundraiser with the silent auction and great entertainment. Washington Catholic Elementary Gym this Saturday night starting at 5 o'clock.
Yes.
Elementary gym, 5 o'clock.
Not the gym, the cafeteria.
The cafeteria. I knew that didn't sound right. The cafeteria, 5 o'clock this Saturday. Be there. And all donations are greatly appreciated. If you just want to make a flat donation, that certainly will be accepted as well to the cause. And we want you to come back when we get closer to that December 19th date to remind folks of that community performance.
Right.
As well.
It's going to be a beautiful performance. And we had a good crowd last year, and we're hoping to have even better crowd this year.
Well, Sharon, thank you so much. Best of luck with your fundraiser this Saturday. And Libby, thank you so much. Best of luck with the chili cook-off tomorrow. It's going to be a fun day.
Thank you, Dwayne.
Thank you guys for coming in. Appreciate it. Take 5 for your community, brought to you by Yoakum, Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, Ram, and the Villages at Oak Ridge.